mind introducing yourself?
Major Roy Naylor. I'm ex-military.
So have you had a chance to meet the Queen during your service?
Yeah, quite a few times, and both on duty and off duty.
Would you mind telling us what she was like?
Well, when you first meet her, you're quite surprised how small she is. But she made up for it by her stature, her kindness, and how friendly she was towards everybody.
Do you have any particular, like, really specific memories or really fond memories when you think of her?
Well, she came to inspect us once. We were all in uniform, and we were all... Everything had to be exactly right. We'd been up since about 4 o'clock in the morning getting ready. We were all in line with our best uniforms on, and we were all stood to attention, and she came up and she said, "You look very uncomfortable. Please relax." And then she chatted and asked about my family, so that was really nice.
I heard she had a really good sense of humour.
Yeah, she did. And she was always smiling, always.
Why do you think it's so important that for so many people to be here today to wait to see her off before she travels down to London?
Because she brought so much to so many people, no matter what age you were. And when she had a coronation, I was 7. And I remember the old king dying, and the queen has been all the way through my life so far. So now King Charles III is going to be on the throne. So I will have seen three monarchs. But for most people, like the little girl there, you know, the Queen has been there forever. And everybody thought she would be forever. You know, but you didn't appreciate that one day she would go.
So are you here by yourself, or did you come with someone else?
No, I've got my grandson and my grandchildren, which they're in the queue there somewhere.
So just for a bit of a visual description, we found a really nice sunny spot on a bench to away from the queue. The queue is getting very long, so I certainly understand why you've decided to sit down. And I have to say, you look very sharp. You're wearing a three-piece suit. And how do you think you're going to feel when you actually finally get to St Giles today?
I'll have to bite my lip to not get emotional.
Do you have any tissues with you?
Yes, I've got hankies. Yeah.
How is there a good way to describe the atmosphere today? Because it's not fully somber. It's also, I feel like a lot of people are remembering her in such a warm way, like yourself. How would you describe it?
Everybody's very respectful, very quiet. You know, there's no noise, people are chatting. People in the queue are talking to each other. Even though she's gone, you know, she's bringing people together, which is what she did throughout her life.
She's connecting us all. Mm. I do have to say, we are sitting right in front of a tennis court,
yep.
And there's a game going on, so if there's any sound in the background...
If you look around the tennis court, look at the queue.
So we have a really long queue. It was much shorter when I started this queue, and now I think it's starting to wrap around the medals,
yep.
And it's probably going to go quite far.
How do you feel?
It feels surreal, I would say. I'm kind of like you in the regard that I thought this time would never come. Even though Her Majesty was 96, it felt like she was always still doing so much and working so hard. I just felt like she's going to outlive us all, to be fair. How are your grandkids feeling? Because they're quite young, so do you think there's a different response to this?
Well, in my family, I've got 2 daughters. Both are teachers, so they instill in their children in their class, because they teach primary, you know, the values that the Queen had. And one of those is married to a colonel in the army as well. So, you know, so that continues. So we're a military family. We've, you know, my father, my wife's father, grandfather, we've all been in the military, so we've all served. And the leader of the armed forces, I don't know if you wear, it's always the Queen or the Sovereign. So it's always the Queen or the King. So boss, as it were, was the Queen.
I mean, I love that connection. I think it makes it even more important to you to be here than anything else. But thank you so much for speaking with me today. I hope you don't have to wait too long. Right. And I do hope when you do share a tear that someone does give you a hanky.
Thank you very much.